Nick Einelli.
Does police reform include new uniforms? Montgomery County is considering the issue. I'm Kate Ryan.
A nice day, but the warm-up is beginning. Mostly sunny today, more humid too, with highs in the low to mid-80s. It's 10 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The markets are open a day after the Dow lost a massive 1,100 points. Stocks have picked up where they left off, on the decline. Market strategist Matt Orton says investors are down in the dumps.
Sentiment's bad. You can't find buyers. There's not great liquidity. So whether or not we've hit the technical threshold, I'd still say this is a bear market.
The Dow is down 456 in early trading, S&P off 35. More people signed up for unemployment benefits last week, but overall, they're still at a 53-year low. Bankrate's Mark Hamrick.
This proxy for layoffs moved back to the level last seen in mid-January, still considered historically low.
After 30 years, McDonald's is closing up shop in Russia over the war in Ukraine, and the burger chain says it's found a buyer. An existing licensee who operates 25 Russian Mickey D's has agreed to purchase the other 800 or so and operate them under a new name. President Biden is meeting with leaders of Finland and Sweden at the White House right now. After years of neutrality, the war has prompted both of their countries to apply for NATO membership. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tells The Late Show's Stephen Colbert.
President Putin has managed to precipitate everything he sought to prevent. He wanted to prevent NATO from getting bigger with Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Now it actually is with Finland and with Sweden.
A judge has set a June 9th court date for the 18-year-old suspect in the mass shooting at a Tops supermarket. More from correspondent Jerika Duncan.
New York's attorney general announced she is launching investigations into social media companies in connection to the attack. Those companies include Twitch, 4chan, 8chan, and Discord, where the accused gunman posted plans about this mass shooting about 30 minutes before he entered this area.
And the suspect just indicted by a grand jury on first-degree murder. It's been 2 days since Pennsylvania's Senate Republican primary, and the winner is still not clear. Dr. Mehmet Oz, who got Donald Trump's backing, and former hedge fund manager David McCormick, is too slim to declare either the victor. Washington policy analyst Ed Mills.
The reason why this race matters is that it could easily decide control of the United States Senate. And it's the one of, if not the best pickup opportunity for Senate Democrats.
Sports Illustrated's swimsuit issue hits stands today. On one cover, Elon Musk's mom, May. The 74-year-old tells CBS Mornings.
Once I did the first swimsuit, they all said, oh, great, great, great. And I'm saying, okay. So I said to them, please Photoshop me like crazy.
This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
10:03, Thursday, May 19, 2022. It is 66 degrees in D.C., headed to mostly sunny skies. Good morning. I'm Gigi Barnett.
And I'm Mark Lewis with the top local stories we're following this hour. It's been a while since it happened, but tolls could be going up again on a major commuter route.
Today here on the Dulles Toll Road, it's 3.25 at the main toll plaza and $1.50 at the ramp for a total of $4.75. Starting in January, it would be $6 if the proposal is approved by the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority. This would be the first toll increase since 2019. The extra revenue would help pay for construction of Metro Silver Line, as well as maintaining the toll road. Looking ahead, toll road users would expect rate increases of $1.25 every 5 years. On the Dulles Toll Road, Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
So how do we get Americans out of their cars? WTOP's Dick Giuliano says it's a question that's been asked for decades and no one seems to have come up with an answer.
A deep dive into transportation by the Center for Washington Area Studies has found what it calls remarkable consistency over the past 50 years in the daily commute.
In 1970, around the region, most of us got around by car, so slightly under 80%.
50 years later, it's roughly 80% driving to work in cars, some alone, some carpooling. Metro rail ridership has been declining since 2010. There's public transit growth in the area, like Alexandria's Dash Bus. Alexandria's City Councilman Kanik Aguirre says there are ways to boost public transit.
We need to make sure that there's consistent all-day service that is reliable.
Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
Despite earlier reports, Indian Head Highway in Prince George's County is not being renamed. Last month, Governor Larry Hogan signed a law that dedicates the 20-mile stretch of road of Route 210 as Piscataway Highway. But that bill doesn't actually change the name of the road. The Maryland Department of Transportation confirming to WTOP this morning that it's a designation and not a renaming. However, two signs are scheduled to be put up designating the road as Piscataway Highway by October. We've reached out to the sponsor of the bill in the Maryland General Assembly, the governor's office, as well as to the Piscataway Tribe.
Montgomery County is reimagining its police department from top to bottom. Part of that extensive process is considering changes to what police officers wear on the job.
Montgomery County Executive Mark Elrich says as the county's enacted police reforms, there's also been a discussion about police uniforms. The current uniforms are black, and Elrich says there's a consensus that the current look is, in his words, intimidating.
It's something that we ought to do and that will help take some of the intimidation out of the appearance of an officer.
He says the union that represents sworn officers, the Fraternal Order of Police, and the department are looking at a change.
And they're still in the process of deciding on a color for the rank and file police, and as well as colors for the management.
The cost, he estimates, would run over $1 million. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
A massive rebranding effort is on the way for Reagan National Airport. Due to recent expansions, the airport will be split into two terminals. Terminal 1 will be the original airport building housing the A gates. Terminal 2 will house the newly named B, C, D, and E gates. Another improvement, new signs at the airport, which will change more than 1,000 signs in and outside starting June 4. Airport officials say the upgrades are designed to help travelers easily move through Reagan National.
Coming up after traffic and weather, why some Anne Arundel County schools are going back to masks. It's 10:07.
A home invaded, an unseen presence growing louder by the day until it can no longer be ignored. 7 News on Your Side suits up to help you ward off a summertime nightmare. Tonight on 7 News at 6.
ABC Tonight.
You need to know who's in charge.
You know who's in charge.
The Big Sky season finale saves the best for last.
You go shoot with the day, Jenny.
Maybe.
Tonight at 10, followed by 7 News on Your Side at 11.
Hi, Little Bob here to let you know that Bob's discount now.
Why pay more for a separate CoQ10 supplement? Enjoy twice the benefits with Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced. From the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for heart health support, the new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced by Human is now infused with CoQ10. That's essentially like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 ingredients support nitric oxide production, healthy blood pressure, healthy CoQ10 levels, and heart-healthy energy with 2 tasty chews a day. Plus, Super Beats Heart Chews Advance are plant-based, so you get heart-healthy energy without stimulants. For a limited time, get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats Heart Chews on all bundles and 15% off your first order by going to RadioBeats.com and using promo code DEAL. That's RadioBeets.com, code DEAL.